Jemele Hill, white Red Sox players owe black and brown teammates an explanation when it comes to Trump. By Warner Todd Houston on May 9, 2019. Current Atlantic writer and former ESPN host Jemele Hill wants to know why white athletes, Red Sox players visiting the White House don't understand what's wrong with Trump. Moreover, she thinks those same white players owe their black and brown teammates an explanation for why that is. In her May 7th op-ed, Hill notes that much of the reporting on the Red Sox visit has centered upon the minority players who are refusing to join their team in its visit to Trump's White House. But Hill wonders why minority players are being asked to justify their refusal to attend the team event while white players are not asked to justify their acceptance of the White House invitation. Hill also questions why more white players haven't chosen to support their teammates. Why have so many of the white players on the Red Sox chosen not to support their black and brown teammates, she asked. Hill went on and on about the harm she thinks Donald Trump has done to Americans of color and ended her piece slamming white players who dare participate in visits to the Trump White House. So instead of focusing on why minority players won't be at the White House, Hill concludes, ask their teammates why they're comfortable being with a president who marginalizes and harms the communities to which their fellow players belong. Hill does ask an important question about what people do not seem to understand about Trump. But the better question is, why does Hill not know that Donald Trump has been the best president in decades for minorities? For instance, unemployment has not been this low for Hispanics, blacks, and women, in some cases since they began keeping records. Last year, for instance, black unemployment fell to 5.9%, which was the lowest since the government started recording it in 1972, CNN Business wrote. This year, it was the Hispanic unemployment rate that found its lowest rate ever. According to government data, unemployment for Hispanics fell to 4.2% in April, the lowest since records were first kept in 1973. This year, the unemployment rate for women also fell to a low not seen since 1953. The great economy has been the tide that has lifted all boats. Economic reports for the first quarter of 2019 shows that the economy grew by 3.2%, outpacing expectations. But the great economy wasn't just great for the rich and powerful. Along with unemployment being low for minorities, it is also lowest for Americans who only have a high school diploma, according to Daily Signal. So, the better question for Hill would be, why she isn't asking minorities why they don't understand that this country is better off for having Donald Trump as president. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.